responding down to Peter 2:13. The demons when you come out of the world. Everyone is in peace within the world. Everyone is in peace within the body. Since the body is never identical with the soul, the body activities are simply illusory. In the association of such a son as Jacob, Moshe Rubin came to the awareness that his activities as a royal authority are simply illusory meaning. He therefore agreed to receive knowledge from Jacob, and that was the beginning of his perfection. But if now I do so, then they will be mentioned. The person of Moshe Rubin, who was very inquisitive to know the value of life in the spiritual sense, misapproached the personality of Jacob. This one will move that the object of prayer with the Lord, rather than let him go to the Lord. One misapproached the Guru, like Jacob, a representative of the Supreme Personality of God, to inquire about the goal of human life. Translation 1. Is it not so that a good self is the direct representative of the Guru, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God? To examine people and to see who is actually a human being and who is not, the representative of self to be a direct and gentle self. I do not move in this way on the surface of the world. I am very attached to family life and worldly activities, and I am drawn to spoken language. In this, I am being present before you, and I am seeking enlightenment from you. How can I advance in this function? Also, he would transform and impact the lives of all those that he met, either personally after his books, by his eloquent words. In Sweden, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture on the four dharmas and the four ashrams and the differences. And as Srila Prabhupada was speaking, all of a sudden one young man stood up in his seat and he said to Srila Prabhupada, "So, you must be in the first class. You must be moved to the first class." And Srila Prabhupada paused, he didn't respond immediately, he was silent. And tears started gushing from Srila Prabhupada's cheek. And then Srila Prabhupada said, "No, I am not first class, neither am I second class, neither am I third class, nor am I fourth class. I am fourth class. I am the servant of all other classes." Another time, Srila Prabhupada was in the room with some devotees and reporters, and there was a large diocesan. Then next to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was sitting on a cushion next to the diocesan. And the reporters were asking different questions. So one reporter, she asked, "So some gurus, they are given great riches and they travel, also with cars and boats. What about you?" So Srila Prabhupada replied, "Because I know that you're envious, I did not sit there. I sat here." So the Prabhupada met, and the reporter, left because the reporter could understand that Prabhupada could not hide the narratives from Srila Prabhupada. Another time, the reporter of Srila Prabhupada, "What about bad gurus?" And Srila Prabhupada, he said, "What about bad gurus?" And the reporter said, "A bad guru just wants a money for something." And Srila Prabhupada replied, "Well, if he's bad, he can become a guru." So King Bhogani, he was fortunate to receive the association of Jagannath and get these essential truths from him, which triggered sincerity, and he immediately became purified to then surrender to Jagannath and accept Jagannath as his spiritual master. We find that exact parallel in the Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna also to be perplexed, and also due to excessive attachment to Bhogana, he was confused about his beauty. And then in the second chapter, he surrenders to the Supreme Lord. He says, "I that I'm confused about my beauty and earth, then it lost all composure because of my own weakness. In this condition, I'm asking you to tell me for certain what is this for me. I am your disciple and soul, surrender to me, please, and spirit." So we find that he's inquiring what is appropriate for me. How can I do this? He did not just immediately ask, please tell me about the universe, please tell me about all different aspects of spiritual, material nature. No, please tell me specifically what is beneficial for me. How can I advance in spiritual life? And in both these situations, with King Bhogana and with Arjuna, we find that in their request to the spiritual masters, they are revealing that yes, we don't have the capacity within us to help ourselves. We are helpless. They accept their shortcomings and they are then submitting themselves to the spiritual master. So King Jonathan describes, just like a dog can swim. But if the dog jumps into the ocean and somebody decides to hold on to the tail of the dog and think they can cross the ocean by holding the tail of the dog, that will not be possible. Both the dog and the ocean. So similarly, we cannot surrender to fallible soldiers because we will not be able to stand. We have to surrender either subjected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to who's the real Acharya, or his true representative, like Srila Prabhupada and like Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, although Mahajagannath was playing the part of a king, he had been informed by Jagannath that he was not a great king, and nor was Jagannath a great king. Such designations were simply curtains of the spirit's way. Everyone must come to this knowledge. So, in the material world, we take on many, many designations. And all these designations are simply coverings of the soul. When Sri Jagannatha met with Sri Rupa Goswami at Prasad, he taught Sri Rupa Goswami about pure devotional service, and he gave a definition that bhakti means to serve the senses of the least of the senses. And when you serve at the least of the senses, what is the result? Two results are there. One is Sarvapari Vinayana, that all designations are destroyed. And the second is one's senses become purified. So, by engaging devotional service, all the false designations that we have acquired are removed. So the Prabhupada describes that the root cause of all problems is the skin disease. Everyone identifies with one's skin color, with one's skin position, according to one's birth. And this is the cause of all of one's problems. In one letter to Gurumata in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada mentioned about the skin disease. And he said, he wrote, because we are all individuals, sometimes there is this agreement between devotees. When one devotee is fallen, they cannot stop and end up killing each other. But when the devotees' disagreement does not last long, because they thank you for Krishna's sake, because they are all working for the same thing, Krishna's service. And devotees do not suffer from the skin disease. In the material world, black and white are opposites, but spiritually, black and white are varieties. That is the problem. Very interesting point from the Prabhupada makes that black and white in the material world is opposite and therefore there is conflict. But in the spiritual world, it is variety because the goal and the object, both of black and white, is to serve Krishna. So, what is our real designation? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taught that he is not a Brahmana, not a Kshatriya, he has no other identification other than Gopi Bhattu or the Kamala Sandras. As he identified himself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the Gopis. So this is our true designation. Everything else is superfluous and temporary. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Gopi before the commission of Bhagavatam, that our real designation is that Achyuta Bhakti. We are descendants of Achyuta Bhakti. We are coming into the world. And Jiva Sarupabha Krishna Nityadas. Then Srila Prabhupada continues in the Purport and says, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, the Venus Munikadi, everyone is encased within the body. Since the body is never identical with the soul, the bodily activities are simply illusory. So, here we find that Srila Prabhupada generally interchanges illusory and temporary. The material world is real, but it's temporary. And therefore, all the designations and activities that we have in this material world are also illusory or temporary. Is a beautiful picture, it's one of my favorite pictures of the cat looking in the mirror. And when the cat looks in the mirror, it sees this picture is very wonderful because it shows that the cat is looking in the mirror and it has a false identity, thinking, yes, I am a lion. And if the cat actually takes on that false identity, goes to the neighbor's dog, to roar at the dog, meow, meow, and no doubt it will be killed. If the cat misidentifies the others, it will take on the false identity of the lion. It will think that its habitat is the false. It will think that its food is flesh of the animals. So in this way, the cat will actually take on false activities because of the false identity. Similarly, if we look in the mirror, and if we consider looking in the mirror, we think that is me, then that is also dangerous, and we will meet at the same end as the kitten. Therefore, we have to see beyond the coverings, and we have to understand that we actually spread souls, Jesus, without Christian importance. Now, if somebody may consider the cat looking in the mirror, in reality, that may not really happen. But that does happen when the cat is dreaming. If the cat is sleeping, due to all the samskaras, even in the past lives, the cat may be not to be dreaming. Similarly, we also, when we're sleeping, we take on different false identities. And Srila Prabhupada, in Srila Bhagavatam, says that this material creation is the spirit soul's dream. So therefore, we are all sleeping, and in this material world, all the living entities, due to that state, due to that material sleep, due to ignorance, we have forgotten our eternal relation with Krishna, and we are now asleep, and we take on different situations and identities within this material realm. Srila Prabhupada writes, suffering all sorts of unavoidable misfortunes. One should make progress in spiritual realization, because that is the mission of human life. The spirit soul is transcendental to all material calamities. Therefore, the so-called calamities are called faults. A man may see a tiger swallowing him in a dream, and he may cry for this calamity. Actually, there is no tiger, and there is no suffering. It is simply a case. In the same way, all calamities of life are said to be dreams. So we actually have two types of dreams. One is with closed eyes, and one is with open eyes. Tonight, when you go take rest, we sleep and we dream with closed eyes. But then we get up, and we also dream with open eyes. Therefore, Sweet and Hubbubu, Srila Bhakti's people describes Jeev Jagga, Jeev Jagga, Gora Kandra. So, Srila Mahaprabhu, he's coming, and he's saying, wake up, sleeping soul, wake up, sleeping soul. And Srila Mahaprabhu has also given the medication that will help us to wake up. Just like if somebody is fast asleep, sound vibration is the best medium to wake such a soul. Similarly, the Lord is bringing Golaka Pandit and Harinam Sanjay some vibration from the spiritual world to wake us up. And naturally, to wake someone up, you may have to call them repeatedly, depending how deep that sleep is. Similarly, for us as living entities in this world, we also have to repeatedly hear the holy name. And in this way, we will awake from this dream. As soon as we awake from this dream, then we will be reinstated in our spiritual eternal spirit in the spiritual world. And then we will look back and say, well, that was a nightmare in the material world. Srila Prabhupada then at the end of the purport says, he describes how King Yogananda is now approaching Jagannath, and he says, in association of such a sadhu as Jagannath, Yogananda came to the Venice and his activities as a royal authority simply was recommended. He therefore agreed to receive notice from that point, and that was the beginning of his profession. So, it is through the mercy of such great exalted souls like John Robert, creation of Prabhupada, that we receive transcendental knowledge, that we receive the message coming from the transcendental world, and we have the opportunity to imbibe the teachings that they present and return back to the spiritual world by applying those teachings. Srila Prabhupada gave us everything, Prabhupada said, everything we need is in our books, and therefore everything we need to perfect our souls and go back to the spiritual world is in his books. Here we find that Maharaj Raghuvinda, he was fortunate that Bharat was around when they needed somebody to carry the palanquin. In our case, and especially in my case, it wasn't that I was going and searching for a single person to get knowledge. It's described in Bhagavad Gita that four types of people approach Krishna, the distressed, those who are seeking knowledge, those who are one, and those who are curious. Of the four, those who are seeking knowledge are rare. Generally, people come for other reasons. So, in that case, also I was searching. I was suffering and therefore I wanted some answers, but I did not know that I should go to a simple person and where the simple person was. But by the Lord's arrangement, when I appeared at the temple, I received the Bhagavad Gita. And through the Bhagavad Gita, my spiritual life began. So, Srila Prabhupada was so expert to give his association to the world in so many ways, especially through his books. Srila Prabhupada said that even if somebody just touches the book, they will come out. So one devotee, one Sankirtan devotee, he was distributing Srila Prabhupada's books one day. And he approached one gentleman, and the gentleman gave him a donation. The gentleman said that I'm very happy with your people's activities, I like what you do, and therefore here is a donation. So the devotee took the donation and said, well, here's a book. And the gentleman said, no, it's okay, I don't want a book. I like what you do, encourage these people, and I appreciate what you do, and therefore I'm giving you a donation, but I don't need a book. So the devotee, tried to call us and said, no, take a book. No. I can have you take a donation, I like what you do, I don't want a book. And immediately the devotee thought of this statement, Srila Prabhupada said, even if they touch the book, they will make a donation. So then he told this gentleman, okay, you like what we do, you appreciate what we do, and you gave us a donation, wonderful, just simply touch the book. So then he went, no big deal, okay, so he touched the book, and he was happy, and the devotee was happy, and then he walked away. A few minutes later, he came back and he said, can I buy that? So, Prabhupada, no doubt, was correct that even if they touch the book, they will be benefited. If Srila Prabhupada, the devotees were discussing Srila Prabhupada, and the devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada Thakur, he's such an exalted Vaishnava, that he could preach the message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. Why didn't he? And Srila Prabhupada said, no, we should be very careful. We shouldn't criticize Srila Prabhupada. He is, no doubt, an exalted Vaishnava. And yes, single-handedly, he could preach Krishna all over the world. But he left some service for us. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also, he could take the whole universe back to the spiritual world. But he left some service for us. And even right now, Srila Prabhupada, in so many ways, is still extending his mercy in every corner of this world. This early this year in Durban, we did a 4-day program on the Holy Name. And in the day where we chant 64 rounds, we were chanting and a lady came to the temple. to buy about the pizza. So she bought about the pizza, and we then, you know, started speaking to her, and she mentioned this, she told us how she came to the temple. She said that a few months ago, she had a dream of an elderly gentleman. She was sleeping and she had a dream. And the elderly gentleman disrepute was on the street and he gave her some prasadam. And she had under the prasadam and she felt in a dream, she felt very wonderful. Then a few weeks later, the same gentleman, elderly gentleman, came again with him, and this time met on the street and he told her about the Gita. And told her to promise that she will read this Bhagavad Gita. So she took the Bhagavad Gita in her dreams and she promised that I will read it. And she woke up. And this kept on triggering in her consciousness that I have a promise. And I have to get this Bhagavad Gita. So she decided, she told her husband that, you know, we need to buy a Bhagavad Gita. I don't know where we get a Bhagavad Gita. And the husband said, well, I think they sell them at the Hare Krishna temple. So that's how they came to the Hare Krishna temple. And when she came into the temple room, she bought a Bhagavad Gita, she came into the temple. As soon as she came to the temple room, she turned and she saw the Gita, she looked out, but she said, that's him. He's the one that came in my dream. Srila Prabhupada ji. So if we don't distribute prasadam in the books, Srila Prabhupada will do it. Even if it means in the dreams of different souls. There's another wonderful pastime of a devotee. He joined this year in New Vrindavan. His name is Bhaktacharya. And he also received one book of Srila Prabhupada, the Shusha Kamisha. And he read the first, in fact, he bought the book and he took the book a few days, he wasn't really interested. Then he picked it up and he read the first 10 pages. As soon as he read the first 10 pages, he was convinced, I need to dedicate my life to the service of God. So he told his parents that I want to join the Hare Krishna temple and dedicate my life to serving the Lord. Now, he had no idea about Krishna consciousness, either his ending or anything. He looked at the back of the book to see where's the closest temple, and the closest temple was New Vrindavan, 2,000 kilometers away. He had no money, no transport, no food. He decided to leave for New Vrindavan. He took some clothes and on his way started walking 2,000 kilometers to the temple. He journeyed 2,000 kilometers and on his journey, when he was getting tired, all of a sudden he found somebody stopping and giving him a ride. As he was progressing, when he was hungry, he found a fruit tree. And as he was progressing, he was thirsty, he found a water stream. So in this way, the Lord made arrangements due to his sincerity for him to dedicate his life. So we are very, very fortunate to be within this Eastern family and society of Srila Prabhupada came to this world to bestow. In conclusion, I just like to read a wonderful conversation. I'm not sure who had a question to Srila Prabhupada, but what happens when you distribute some simply wonderful, some prasadam in the street, one piece of prasadam, what happens when somebody eats that prasadam, simply wonderful? And it is described the devotees having eaten some sweets with icing sugar, milk powder, water, and reading to bowls, and she brought the Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada took the sweet and in his mouth, and he said, simply wonderful. And that's how the name came, simply wonderful. So then Srila Prabhupada said, oh, that is wonderful. Simply wonderful. He has not tasted such wonderful sweet in his life. Therefore, you give him wonderful, and because he's eating the wonderful sweet, one day he'll come to your temple and become wonderful. The goal is done. Shalapala continues, therefore, it is simply wonderful. So God distributing is simply wonderful. The philosophy is simply wonderful. The prasad is simply wonderful. You are simply wonderful. And the Krishna is simply wonderful. The whole process is simply wonderful. And he acts wonderfully. And it is acting wonderfully. Who can deny? And the devotee says, Srila Prabhupada is simply wonderful. And Srila Prabhupada says, that's all right. You can become everyone. Srila Prabhupada can only be done. Are there any questions or comments? Wonderful, thank you. It's described, it's so amazing that even though this material creation is living, this is what it's called, dream. So right now we all dream, one is being a male, female, father, mother, and employer, and boss. These are all material designations within our dream state. But the pure devotees and the Lord, they bring the spiritual realm within this dream state. And we can then even apply those processes, glorify the Lord even within our dream state and get the benefit. So even when he's taking rest of his dream and we have things related to Krishna, that purifies us and that is beneficial for us. What are samskaras? Just impressions. Samskaras, sensing the samskaras means impressions. So we take on different impressions. Birth after birth after birth, and these impressions are impregnated within the mind, so the mind basically absorbs all these impressions. Everything we see, everything we think, everything we see, we hear, we touch, we smell, every single aspect of nature in contact with this thing to come to the mind as a sensor. And therefore, the whole process is taken by the manager to cleanse all these impurities and sensors behind us. How to avoid conflicts amongst devotees? Well, the more we put Krishna in the center, the more we put Shri Prabhupada's vision in the center, then automatically they will be less in conflict with Scripture. And when we put our selfish agendas, our own desires, then there will be more friction. The Pope gave the example of the children of the son serving the father. If each son decides to decide to serve the father, separately from the desire of the father, then they will give pain to the father. But if they all can jointly understand the desire of the father and the heart of the soul, then they will be blessed. So that's the best way to avoid conflict. The example also is even if you take one of the two stones and you throw it into the pond, but you throw it at the same place, they will create waves, but the waves are not destructive. Because the stones are thrown exactly in the same place. But if you just throw stones randomly in different positions, so each stone that's thrown creates waves that are destructive to another waves. So when we have one focus, when we have a single focus, which is ultimately to help show how God spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there will be less and less conflict. In fact, there will be no conflict because everyone is focused on one purpose and one mission. Thank you.
Thank you.